Proclamation number 7592 of 1st of May, 1960. The power of prayer. You should test the power of the prayer which is sent up to me in spirit and in truth. And you would have certain proof that your Father hears you and listens to you. That he inclines his ear to you and grants you what you ask for. But you must pray correctly. You must intimately unite with me and trustingly present your requests to me. You must turn to me with the trust of a child towards its father. You must be certain that I love you and that love will not fail. The right relationship with me is to be established, and that is what your prayers often lack and therefore are not listened to. As long as you still see the distant God in me, as long as you don't nestle up to me like children, your prayer will not arise from your heart either. Only your mouth or your intellect will speak, but not your heart. But I only listen to the voice of the heart. I want to hear the faithful stammering of a child and feel the love of a child, which the person who faithfully calls upon me as his God and Father will also feel for me. And these words of his will reach my ear, and my love cannot help but grant the child what it asks for. The strength of a right prayer is so great that you could truly go through your earthly life without worry. But since it is up to you yourselves whether you pray in the right way, you will make many wrong requests. You will only pray according to form. Your mouth will utter words which are familiar to you. The intellect will also deal with it, but the heart will remain untouched, because this requires the most intimate bond with me, which you humans only rarely establish. And great adversity will first have to befall you, so that fear will cause you to call upon your God and Father, and then this call will come from the heart and be heard. But if love drives you to me, then your prayer will also be a right one, for love pushes towards the eternal love. Love speaks to the eternal love, and the eternal love does not deny itself. Again and again, love is the path to the Father's heart. Only love is able to send a prayer to me in spirit and in truth, and love is never rejected by me. It finds fulfillment in my love. And I know everything you need. I know your worries. I know your desires. And I know all your requests which cause you to pray. But I want you to come to me yourselves and appeal to me with all tenderness of heart to help you. And therefore I require you to pray in spirit and in truth. For I do not pay attention to lip service, nor do prayers in form reflect your own thoughts and feelings, but which I require for right prayer. But if you present your request to me in all childly kindness, then you will speak to your Father like children, and then the Father will also hear and listen to his children. He will release you from all adversity. He will take all your wishes into account. He will help wherever you need his help, and you can live a carefree earthly life if you make use of the strength of a prayer which is sent up to me, in spirit and in truth. For the Father in heaven hears his children. He inclines himself towards them and draws them to his heart. He gives them his love, and with his love also everything they ask for. For his true children will only ever pray for that which is not detrimental to their souls, because their inherent love also gives them realization, and therefore they would not ask for anything which I would have to deny them. Amen.